Well, hello there. Welcome to Morning Manna. I'm Pastor Greg, and we are going through the Psalms together. We just finished Psalm 37. We're going to jump over to Psalm 40 and take a week or two and kind of navigate our way through a Psalm of David, one of my favorite Psalms. And in a way, it's a Psalm of testimony, as we'll see here in a minute, but it's what's known as a messianic psalm. So even though David is the one who penned it, the Holy Spirit actually penned it through David, and it applies to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So some of the things that David writes, which he's thinking it's about himself, they actually apply to Jesus. So the reason we know that is because Hebrews chapter 10 quotes verses 6 through 8. It's Psalm 40, 6 through 8, and applies it to Jesus. So that's essentially what makes the psalm a messianic psalm. So you can think of it as David writing about himself, but you can also think of it as this is about Jesus, at least parts of it. So that being said, notice David's expectation. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. So I waited patiently. So if you're being patient about something, that means you believe that it's coming. The answer is coming. Or you order something off of Amazon, and you know, maybe you're not patient. Maybe you're getting on the internet and trying to figure out the tracking every, you know, five times a day or whatever. But expectation means that I believe it's coming, and that belief will bring patience. So David is believing. He's trusting that God is going to act. But then secondly, notice the predicament that he's in. Verse 2, he drew me up from the pit of destruction out of the miry bog. So David was in a pit. He was stuck in life. He was in a predicament that was more severe, more profound, to the degree that he couldn't get himself out of it. So there are going to be moments in life as a Christian where the predicament you find yourself in is bigger than you can fix. It's more powerful than what you can get yourself out of. And it might be, you know, a financial thing or a relational thing in your marriage or whatever it is, but you can't finagle your way out of it. And so you are in a bog. You are in miry clay. And so you need an outside source and power to rescue you, to deliver you. And so this is what David is saying. I was stuck in a bog. I was just absolutely locked into a place in life that I could not get out of. So he goes on, and he, meaning the Lord, set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. So David waited patiently. He cried out. He prayed. He was stuck. He couldn't get himself out. God delivered him. So God himself delivered David and took his feet out of that bog, out of that slog, and put his feet upon a sure place, a secure place, and made his steps secure. And so that's deliverance, folks. That's what deliverance looks like. And so the effect of all that, what happens now? David was in this tough place in life, stuck in the mud, cries out to God. David's waiting patiently. God delivers him eventually. The effect, verse 3, and he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise unto our God. That's the way it works. We get into a place that we can't get out of. We cry out to God. God delivers us, and a new song is born in us. A new song of praise, a fresh work of praise comes from us to God because we're so grateful for God's goodness. Sometimes we can go for stretches in life where it just seems like, man, it's such smooth sailing. And we can go months and, man, things are just cruising right along. And we can get complacent and our worship gets dull. It gets, you know, there's no passion in it. There's no fuel for it until we get into trouble, until we get into a bog. And we cry out to God, and He delivers us. And all of a sudden, there we are, singing a song to Him that is so full of gratitude and just enthusiasm and passion. And listen, we don't want to be roller coaster Christians where we're just always doing this. You know, we get down here in the bog. God delivers us. We're up on a high place. We're praising Him. We go along, and we listen. We need to develop in ourselves a heart of worship and praise, that where we're disciplined. I'm going to praise You, God, through thick and thin, and I'm going to praise You with all my heart. But man, I'll tell you, there's nothing quite like being delivered out of a tough place in life to give you a fresh revival of praise and worship. Years ago, I was studying the scripture, and we here in Twin Falls, there's this big giant canyon that essentially creates the northern border of our community. It's called the Snake River Canyon, and I was studying the Bible, just parked in my pickup truck on the edge of the canyon, and I decided to get out of the truck. This was in wintertime. There was a light snowfall, a little blanket of snow on the ground, and I went right up to the edge of the canyon, and there was a little kind of a place where you could kind of go down a little bit, and there was a place where you could just essentially be out over the edge and looking down. Oh, at that point on the edge of the cliff, probably 100 feet or so down. The canyon itself is about 480 feet deep from the bridge now. But at this point, looking over the edge, almost 100 feet. So I decide I'm going to just go down and just sit on the edge of the canyon, just kind of be invigorated, you know. And as I'm going down, I didn't realize it, but there was black ice underneath the blanket of snow. My feet went out from under me. I slipped, and I slipped all the way to the edge of the canyon. I'm grasping, trying to grab on, and I finally grab onto a rock here and just gravel here, and my legs are actually dangling off of this cliff. And in this moment, I'm thinking, this is it. I'm going to die. And there was a strange sense of calmness. It wasn't, you know, a self-generated calmness. It was the peace of God. The peace of God was with me. And so I don't know how, this couldn't have been for more than a couple of seconds, but all this is happening in me. I'm hanging off, you know, my feet hanging off of the cliff. I'm grabbing onto this rock right here and onto kind of gravel right here. And I realize, okay, I need to try and crawl up here. And so I crawl up and I'm fine. And I come up, you know, get up the, where I slipped and get up above to where it's flat ground. And my jeans are torn and I'm bleeding in my legs and my hands are all roughed up and scraped up. But I tell you what, I had the most intense little worship session in that moment. It was absolutely overwhelming. I was so grateful to God that He spared me. I mean, I was ready to go, it's true. But as I stood on solid ground and realized that my life was this close to being taken from me going to be with the Lord. Hey, to live as Christ, to die as gain, awesome. But I've got a wife, I've got children that I love, and I'm grateful that God granted me more days, and I was so full of gratitude, I literally began shouting at the top of my lungs, singing to God like a crazy, man, I'm sure. I looked at people who were driving by, and it just was spontaneous, and it just flowed from God's deliverance in my life. And David is saying, man, I was stuck. You delivered me, and you put a new song in my mouth. God does that when he delivers us. It gives birth to a new song. Hey, we'll continue this psalm next time. God bless you guys.